The Renaissance, a period spanning roughly the 14th to the 17th century, represents one of the most transformative eras in human history. Originating in Italy, particularly in cities like Florence and Venice, it marked a revival of classical learning and an explosion of cultural creativity. The term Renaissance itself means rebirth, signifying the rediscovery of Greco-Roman philosophy, art, and science that had been largely overlooked during the medieval period. This intellectual awakening was fueled by the humanist movement, which emphasized the value of the individual, the study of classical texts, and a secular approach to understanding the world. The Renaissance laid the groundwork for modern Western thought, profoundly influencing education, politics, and artistic expression. Art was at the heart of the Renaissance, with groundbreaking techniques and perspectives revolutionizing the way people viewed the world. Pioneering artists like Leonardo da Vinci, Michelangelo, and Raphael introduced innovations such as linear perspective, chiaroscuro, light and shadow contrast, and anatomical accuracy. These techniques created more realistic and emotionally compelling works, bridging the gap between art and science. Leonardo's Mona Lisa and Michelangelo's Sistine Chapel ceiling remain emblematic of this period's artistic achievements. Renaissance art also reflected humanist ideals, focusing on the beauty of the human form and the complexity of individual emotions. Patronage from powerful families, such as the Medicis, and institutions like the Catholic Church played a critical role in fostering this artistic explosion. The invention of the printing press by Johannes Gutenberg further contributed to the spread of Renaissance art and ideas, making books and visual materials more accessible. Artists were also inspired by the classical ruins of ancient Rome, blending historical influences with contemporary innovation. The Renaissance also witnessed a surge in scientific discoveries and advancements that reshaped humanity's understanding of the universe. Figures like Galileo Galilei, Nicolaus Copernicus, and Andreas Vesalius challenged traditional beliefs and laid the foundation for modern science. Copernicus's heliocentric model, which positioned the sun rather than Earth at the center of the solar system, directly contradicted established religious teachings. Galileo's telescopic observations provided further evidence of this model, sparking fierce debates between science and the church. Advances in anatomy and medicine, including Vesalius's detailed studies of the human body, revolutionized healthcare and biological science. Mathematical advancements, such as those by Fibonacci and later René Descartes, bridged theoretical knowledge with practical application, influencing both science and art. The Renaissance fascination with natural phenomena extended into fields like botany and geology, showcasing an interdisciplinary approach that encouraged innovation. The period also saw the invention of new tools, such as improved compasses and clocks, which facilitated exploration and scientific accuracy. Philosophy and literature also flourished during the Renaissance, reflecting a renewed interest in human potential and moral complexity. Thinkers like Niccolò Machiavelli, Thomas More, and Erasmus examined human behavior, governance, and ethics through a pragmatic lens. Machiavelli's The Prince offered a realistic, if controversial, guide to political leadership, emphasizing the importance of pragmatism over idealism. Meanwhile, More's Utopia imagined an ideal society, challenging readers to reflect on justice and communal living. Renaissance literature also saw the emergence of vernacular languages, with Dante's Divine Comedy and Shakespeare's plays making profound cultural impacts. These works addressed universal themes, combining classical influences with contemporary insights, ensuring their relevance across centuries. Petrarch, often called the father of humanism, greatly influenced Renaissance literature through his revival of ancient texts and emphasis on personal introspection. Poetry also thrived during this time, with writers like Boccaccio and Ariosto introducing humor, romance, and mythology into their narratives. The Renaissance's architectural achievements reflected a blend of classical symmetry and innovative engineering. Architects like Filippo Brunelleschi and Andrea Palladio drew inspiration from ancient Roman structures while incorporating new techniques to create grand, harmonious designs. Brunelleschi's development of linear perspective informed both art and architecture, as seen in his work on Florence Cathedral's iconic dome. Palladio's treatises on architecture influenced Western design for generations, blending functionality with aesthetic principles. Urban planning also saw advancements, with Renaissance cities emphasizing open squares, proportional designs, and civic harmony. This period's architectural legacy remains a cornerstone of Western culture, shaping the development of modern cities and public spaces. Innovations in construction materials, including reinforced concrete, allowed architects to build larger and more durable structures. Decorative elements, such as frescoes and mosaics, adorned public and private buildings, showcasing the era's artistic sophistication. Religion remained a powerful force during the Renaissance, but the era also saw significant shifts in religious thought and practice. The Protestant Reformation, initiated by Martin Luther, challenged the authority of the Catholic Church and led to widespread religious upheaval across Europe. Renaissance humanism played a role in this transformation, as its emphasis on individual interpretation of texts encouraged critical examination of religious doctrine. Artists and writers reflected these changes in their works, blending spiritual themes with humanist ideals. Michelangelo's later sculptures and paintings, for instance, conveyed profound religious emotion while showcasing human beauty and vulnerability. The period's religious debates profoundly influenced European culture, politics, and society, setting the stage for modern theological discourse. Religious music also evolved during this time, with composers like Palestrina and Josquin des Prez creating pieces that balanced complexity with spiritual devotion. The era's focus on personal faith and interpretation inspired artistic works that were deeply reflective and emotionally resonant. The Renaissance was not confined to Italy but spread throughout Europe, influencing countries like France, England, and the Netherlands. Each region contributed its own unique interpretations and innovations to the movement. In Northern Europe, artists like Jan van Eyck and Albrecht Dürer incorporated intricate details and oil painting techniques to depict both religious and secular subjects. England's Renaissance, marked by figures such as William Shakespeare and Christopher Marlowe, emphasized drama and poetry that explored complex human experiences. France saw a blending of Italian influences with local traditions in art, literature, and philosophy. This cross-cultural exchange enriched the Renaissance, making it a truly pan-European phenomenon. The expansion of trade routes and increased interaction between cultures further disseminated Renaissance ideas globally, impacting societies beyond Europe. With the rise of the printing press, intellectual and artistic works could reach audiences far wider than ever before, solidifying the Renaissance's legacy worldwide. Ultimately, the Renaissance was a period of profound transformation, bridging the gap between the medieval world and the modern age. Its emphasis on humanism, innovation, and rediscovery of classical ideals reshaped art, science, and society. The era's legacy is evident in the continued relevance of its masterpieces, ideas, and principles in contemporary culture. By fostering a spirit of curiosity and creativity, the Renaissance set humanity on a path of progress and exploration that continues to inspire us today. But